Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kalm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Frenchie Ahault. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Bokin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Ahault settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frenchie Ahault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahault takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Ahault moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Ahault scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kalm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kalm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ahault. Holland reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holland moves to third. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards short. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Rice reaches second base with a double. Holland scores. Myatt moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hale reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frenchie Ahault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahault is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ahault bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Holland hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Hildebrand covering. Safe. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 2 in the game. Boken bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kham bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt is walked intentionally. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Uhalt moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and has Uhalt trapped. There's the throw to Hale who throws back to Com who tags Uhalt for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-3 in the game. Boken hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Shea settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Shea. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Holland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt is walked intentionally. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hildebrand for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-5 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. There goes Trosky trying to get to home. Uhalt throws the ball into Shea who tags Trosky who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hale moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-4 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker throws to second for one, and Hale throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Boken moves to second. Two outs. Mulehaus pinch hits for Merv Shea. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is walked intentionally. Milt Bocek pinch runs for Mulehaus. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.